Blog.
Welcome, everyone, to Getting Drama Free in the... What is this, Maria? Please tell me. What show is this? I'm never sure what show this is anymore because it used to be Anything But Ordinary Radio, and then it was, being drama free, and it changes from week to week. So we have with us today Maria DiGiovanni and Rebecca Lawler. They are our show hosts for this week, and I am your producer. And Maria, so what is this show? What is it called now?
First of all, let me help you name the show. It's Anything But Ordinary, and we are learning how to get our cougar on in a drama-free zone. And our special guest is none other than Mr. Michael McCleary himself. How are you, Michael?
I am great. How are the both of you tonight?
We're having fun. Hi, Rebecca. How are you doing?
Great, Maria. Hello, Michael. Great to be here on the East Coast.
Yeah, we're across the whole United States, and I want to thank all of our audience for joining us tonight. I know that I have some special guests listening that are also from all over the United States, so I want to welcome them all to Anything But Ordinary, and we're going to have a fun show tonight. Rebecca is on the East Coast in Virginia, and our producer, Michael McCleary, who's also our extreme special guest, is in the Detroit, Michigan area, correct, if I'm not mistaken? And then I'm over here on the West Coast. Yeah, we've covered the whole gamut of the United States. So, and tonight, this is a fun show tonight, and last week was a little bit on the heavier side, and this week we wanted to have a little bit of fun and talk about getting your cougar on, and I asked Michael McCleary to be on the show because I know you are kind of an amateur cougar hunter, or should I say a professional cougar hunter, Michael?
Oh, my gosh. I told you not to go there. You just went there, didn't you? Where do you get that from, Maria? Because
what I'm learning is, you know,
my ex is younger than me, so you can't call me a cougar hunter.
I know, but since we're pretty good friends, what I'm learning is that most men that are younger than me are actually braver to, you know, talk and have a good old-fashioned relationship than me. It's interesting, but I asked you to be on because I really wanted the perspective, and I also wanted you to explain to our beautiful guest co-host, Rebecca, what actually is a cougar, and I want it from a male point of view.
Well, all right, a cougar, I mean, well, are we going to go through the three different types of the feline cats, we should call it, Maria? Would you like to do that?
Say that again, Michael?
Are we going to go through all three of the subtypes of
let's just talk about the cougar.
Well, just so everybody knows, there are three different types of predatory cats in the world, but we'll just go with, as Maria would like to talk about, the classic cougar is generally a woman from the age of 35 to 50 or under, maybe 35 to 49, who tends to like to date younger men and pursue younger men. So that's why she's been defined, that type of woman, as a cougar.
It's awesome.
Is that a good enough definition for you?
That's a good enough definition, but why do you think younger men like to go for older women?
That's a good question. You know, it is kind of funny because a lot of, as you know, and this is probably why you're calling me a hunter, even though I wouldn't say that I am necessarily, you know, a lot of my friends are women, and a lot of my very good friends are older women. So that is kind of interesting for me. But why do younger men go for older women? Well, there's a lot of different reasons. The big reason, I would say, older women know what they want, and younger women tend to not quite know what they want. You know, that's really appealing to a younger guy because, you know, younger women can just be really confusing. And I tell you this now from being back, starting back in the dating scene, younger women are confusing, let me tell you.
Hold on. I just lost you. Say that again, Michael.
I said younger women, I said from just entering back in the dating scene, younger women can be very confusing. And so it's nice to, it'd be nice to go out with an older woman because she knows more of what she wants. She's generally settled in where she is. She most likely has a career. She can support herself. She's not looking for you to support her or anything else like that. And an older woman tends to be more quote unquote experienced. So that's another benefit too for a younger man.
Oh gosh, they really don't. It's kind of like turning the tables on my women. I mean, both of my boy, this sounds terrible. Both of my ex-husbands are older. Does that just sound wonderful, Rebecca? Huh?
This is a good show.
Crazy.
We're giggling.
I know. It's kind of like turning the tables on what it was way back when you know, usually, you know, it was the younger women that went out with the older men, and it was for the same reasons. But it's kind of weird. But, Rebecca, you didn't even know what a cougar was until today. What do you think about it all?
Well, you know, I just believe in world peace and a pedicure. So I'm all about it all.
World peace and a pedicure. World peace and a pedicure while getting your cougar on. I love it. It just
That's
all works.
It, yeah. Hey, we could write a book.
You think?
It does sound like a book.
World peace, a pedicure, and being a cougar.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Exactly. You know, nothing else. It's fun, you know? It just is.
It is fun. And life is about having fun. You know what?
Well, it's interesting.
I mean, doing good fun.
Yeah, just fun. And that's what this show is supposed to be about. But what I've noticed is that even in the last few years when I have allowed myself to, you know, ponder the idea of relationships, it's usually been with a younger guy, and I really couldn't really understand why that was happening. And, you know, after talking to Michael a little bit more, I think I have a better understanding on why that is. But the younger men of today, I think, are way different. You guys, Michael, look at all the things that you've accomplished and where you're going, and you guys are much more focused and much more on cue, and the respect level that I have for younger men right now is incredible, because they seem to have more of their eye on the ball than guys that are of my age, and I think that's pretty cool. Why do you think that is, Michael? Why do you think men that are younger are actually more focused than older guys?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because this whole topic has spawned out of a conversation we had the other day, and it was me, you know, poking fun at you about a younger man, and so it is all really funny, but it went into actually kind of a semi-serious conversation, and why are us younger men more, well, not only, I think we're a lot of different things than older men. We're much more beyond just being a breadwinner and working and doing all the things that a man is expected to do. I mean, we do a lot of other things too. Younger men tend to, you know, we tend to take care of ourselves a little better, I think. You know, we know how to do the manscaping so that we're not, you know, totally, you know, we've been manscaped. We know how to, you know, we know how to look good and do those things.
Right.
And then also, I think we tend to be a little bit more sensitive, and we're more involved generally around the house. And again, this isn't for all older men, but just a lot of older men that I tend to know and have observed in my past relationship and a lot of other things is younger men, we're more engaged, and it's because of our upbringing. I mean, it's post the feminist revolution. Men were expected to carry their weight and carry their fair share in the household, where older men were, that wasn't necessarily a part of society and what they were expected to do. So I think that is just why we are different, and probably why we're more attractive to older women, because older women have been used to a different archetype when it comes to what a male is supposed to be, and might have gotten really frustrated with that former archetype.
Well, speaking of manscaping, I do want to let everybody know, you are half the man that I remember you being when I first met you 18 months ago. So I want to say congratulations on your ridiculous weight loss and how you're doing it the old-fashioned way. So real quick, I want you to touch on that. And please, I want you to share, and I am going to pat you on the back, regardless of what your blog says, on how much weight you've lost and how you've done it. So can you please share that? Because, you know, a lot of the older men that are, you know, might be listening need to understand that younger guys have it going on, and this is why. So explain.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that. I've lost 75 pounds over the past year. And and I've just done it, like you said, the old-fashioned way, changing my diet, eating better, and working out. You know, really, it's pretty simple. Everybody wants to make it complicated, and you need some special equipment, or you need to eat some really super special foods or supplements and all kinds of other stuff. And while I do, you know, take my vitamins and supplement and things like that, you know, I've been training now to do triathlons, and that was my goal. So I set a goal, and that's what I wanted to achieve, and it required me losing weight. So it was a great way for me to not only do something that I wanted to do, but lose weight in the process. So, I mean, it's really simple. Eat less, eat healthier. You know, I pretty much eliminate a lot of red meat, a lot of unnecessary carbs. You know, I don't eat pizza all the time like I used to, even though I love pizza. Give me a good slice of pizza, I'm a happy man. You know, and eliminate a lot of the things that I just really can't eat, and work out daily. You know, it's really kind of simple when you're dedicated to do it.
Oh, I congratulate you, and I'm really, really proud. And again, you don't even look like the same human being. So it's amazing, amazing. But Rebecca, I wanted to give you a cougar relationship that you know, and that's Denny Moore and Ashton Kutcher. How do you say his name?
Kutcher.
Kutcher.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
She's
amazing, by the way. I love Denny Moore.
Now, he's 15 years younger than she is.
Wow.
And that's what a cougar is, you know? And he chased after it, and he got it. So.
Wow.
Well, I mean, think of a younger guy. Like, who wouldn't want to? Why wouldn't a younger guy want to date a woman like a Demi Moore? I mean, honestly, I mean, she's beautiful, she's smart, she's very successful, and those are all things that are, you know, attractive to younger. Yeah, exactly. They're all attractive things to younger men.
Well, here's my thought on it, and it was in 2007 that I had the opportunity to meet and spend some time with a really incredible young man, and I chose not to have a relationship with him because we were 15 years apart. And the reason being is because my thought process is, well, that's maybe fine and dandy today, but in 10 years from now, and in 15 years from now, and in 20 years from now, it's not going to be so fine and dandy anymore. I mean, you like older women. However, in 20 years from now, they're really going to be a lot older than you, Michael. So how do you feel about that as far as the age difference down the line?
Well, number one, I'm not perfect. When I look at my physical body and where I've come from, I'm not perfect. Why should I expect that from someone else? Why should I expect that from a woman that she's going to have to be, quote-unquote, perfect? If I'm with a woman who's my age, she's eventually going to get older, too. You know, maybe the older woman is going to get older, quote-unquote, in people's eyes faster. But so what? And if you are really with a woman that you really care about, again, the physical wears off over time. I've been blessed to work with Tamara Schilling, who is my best friend, and who's also an older woman. Yeah, see, I know, I'm around lots of older women. But she's very successful working a lot on talking about relationships and what makes a relationship work. And, you know, the chemical part, the chemical attraction, the things, and she talks about this a lot on her website, is that the chemicals are great for 18 months. That's generally how long the chemicals work. You know, that feeling of romance and passion and that I've got to be with this person all the time, they generally wear off after 18 months. So what do you have left after that? What you have left after that is a mutual admiration for each other. You have that love. You have that friendship. And so if you have those things that are going to benefit a long-term relationship, does it really matter if she is older than I am? I really don't think so. To me, what does it matter? If you really love someone, that shouldn't matter at all. I want to sit on that porch swing with my most amazing best friend and the woman that I love in the future when I'm 80 years old, and if she's 90 years old, or 95 years old, so what? I mean, we're both going to be old and gray, and I'm hoping that I get to just hold her hand and swing on that swing and enjoy our grandchildren. I mean, that's my vision of getting older. So that's my opinion on it. And I think, again, age is overrated.
What do you think, Rebecca?
Well, I think that listening to that, I think that's beautiful, because I think that in reality and in truth and in any relationship, love has to be there first and foremost, and without true love, then you really don't have a relationship. So listening to that, oh my gosh, Michael, that's lovely. You know, I mean, you want your soulmate. I mean, if you're going to settle down and have a relationship with someone, we all want to be, like you just said, like the 18-month thing, how that sort of kind of wears off. We want to be with our soulmate, somebody that we can be with for the rest of our life. And I think that probably the truth of that is that it is about finding that soulmate. And if that's the case, and if that's the reality, then age, I don't think, really matters. What do you think, Maria?
Well, and I think I've shared this with Michael, sharing my experience back in 2007. It's probably one of the biggest regrets that I have, and I don't regret too many things, but not trying it, okay, or trying to have a relationship with this person is probably the biggest regret I have, because there was absolutely nothing wrong with this person, and he was amazing, is amazing. He's happily married now with a couple kids, and I'm happy for him, because that definitely wasn't a place that I was going to go to again, and that was another reason why I didn't make that choice. But now that I'm a lot further down the road on this journey and on this, you know, path that I've been on, it's my biggest regret. I should have taken that chance, and because it was a great connection, and this young gentleman taught me a lot about life and living. So, you know, who knows what could have been? And sometimes we just meet for a season, and maybe God is bringing people into our life for just that season, and I missed that opportunity. And it'll be something I regret for the rest of my life. But, oh, well, who knows what's going to happen in the future. And this time I'm a little bit more open to it now that I'm thinking about dating now, finally, after all these years. So it's an interesting place to be.
Yeah, you know, and hopefully that experience has opened you up for the next time if something happens with a guy that's younger or older, that you'll be, you know,
great.
More open
to advice.
That.
Yeah,
because, at that time I was pretty closed off. But one of the greatest things, too, and I think I have learned this a lot from the younger generation of young men that God has been bringing into my life, is that, you know what, because they have such a different view, it keeps us a lot younger, and they're focused, and they're especially when it comes to business, because my thought process over the last few years has just been business oriented. And wow, their focus is, and they've taught me more than I think that I've learned from both of my older husbands. And so that's one of the benefits that I've seen. As far as the dating, quote unquote, I didn't go that in that direction with any of them. So I don't know how they were in a romantic situation or not. So, but who knows? I think I might be ready, Rebecca. What do you think?
No, I think that, you know something, Maria? I think life is full of wonderful things right now for all of us. And I say cheers to all that. And we need to, like, explore all that, right? What do you think?
Oh, like I said, I think each of us, you know, people come and go into our lives for different reasons, and just because they're younger.
And lessons.
Yep, exactly.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I think that's too why we're here and why you're learning what, when we talked about this show and Get Your Cougar On, it wasn't more about dating a younger guy. It was more about the feeling that women should feel about themselves, and if they are of a certain age and they are in, you know, halfway decent shape and look good or don't look good or whatever, it's really how they feel and look at, about themselves and to themselves, because sometimes I still look in the mirror and I don't see what I see in the mirror, and so it's all about how we feel about ourselves and going
That's
out
so
there,
true.
Especially if you're going to go out there in the dating world again when you haven't been out there in a long time. So that's, to me, what it's all about. What do you think, Michael?
Well, absolutely. And let me tell you, both of you, Rebecca and Maria, both of you are absolutely gorgeous, and you have nothing to worry about when it comes to, I know, Rebecca, you're married, but Maria, as far as the dating scene is concerned, you have nothing to worry about.
I have my handsome husband sitting on the sofa with me, and he's excited this time, though.
Yeah, see, he's excited for you to get your cougar on, because it's all your mentality.
Yeah, he's probably loving that. Yeah.
Exactly. And it is. It is exactly about mentality. And let me tell you, ladies, your mentality makes you sexier. I mean, that's a huge thing. And a lot of young men will tell you that. That's one of the reasons younger men tend to be more attracted to older women, because you are more in touch and in tune with yourself generally than younger women are. You've had that experience. You know you're attractive. You know you're sexy. And it shows when you're out there. But I want to give you real quick a couple of warnings in the cougar, and I call it tiger relationship. The tiger being the younger man. This is what the term I came up with, and I'm patenting this, everybody. So if you ever hear someone you say the term tiger, I came up with it. So, but in that relationship, there, you know, people, you do need to understand a couple things, and one is that, for a woman, an older woman, a younger man is probably not going to be able to give her certain things that an older man is. Experience, a lot of those things that an older man has gotten through time and his all the things that he's done, you know, that's one of the things that you may be giving up. But on the other hand, you're going to probably get a guy that's a lot more energetic, who's very, you know, who wants to be with you, who wants to do a lot of things with you. So that can be also very appealing. And then the same thing for, you know, for a younger man, is you know, he really needs to consider too, is that there just are differences, and you need to get used to them. But there's also, what's great about those differences is there's things that you can explore with both of you, because you have this opportunity to experience someone who is different than you, may have the same outlooks on life, but is different. And so there's a lot of joys that come with it, but also, you know, just some issues where there are differences because of age. And when you go into a relationship, realize that those are going to be there, that there are going to be those issues that are going to be a little bit different than your standard relationship. But as long as you're aware of it, I think you can deal with it when they come up.
What do you think, Rebecca?
I think that's amazing. I think he's 100% right. I mean, it really is true, because
you know, Seward is older than I am. And there's so much that he has that he was able to offer and give me, you know, as I was younger when I married him, like you, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that is a gift. I mean, it really, really is a gift. And if I say this, I don't, you know, I've never, it's not like I'm in a relationship with I'm with my husband, but what I have done is when it comes to Rebecca Lawler Limited and the foundation and the work I'm doing, I've surrounded myself with really young, smart, energetic people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned so much just from that avenue. And that's not the same thing as, like, you know, Michael's talking, you're talking about dating someone younger. But I have surrounded myself business-wise with much younger people. For instance, Bridget, who I have that works with me right now, she's like in her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got two other young women. One is 24, one is 22. And then, of course, my daughter Claire, who's 17.
Right.
And what I learned from them is amazing. On our board of the foundation, I have sitting several younger men
mm-hmm.
who adore and love. And as you know, we're getting ready to do a huge golf tournament next May with Michael Vick, who is my younger Eagles. So we're excited about that. And so smart. And so, you know, Michael, with what he was saying, I mean, he's 100%, I think, on the ball there.
Yeah.
What do you all think?
I think we only have about 4 minutes left, Michael, and I wanted you to tell everybody where they can get a hold of you and introduce them to what it is that you're doing now that you are no longer the host of Anything But Ordinary Radio.
No, I got to make this quick, don't I? Yeah, so we got less than 3 minutes left. You know, I'm busy doing a lot of things. I'm still the film producer that everybody knows, but I've really been working a lot on the programs and the things that I want to share from my heart, the things that I've experienced and learned and grown. So I have a lot of blog posts on a lot of issues. I talk about love, the process of change, unconditionality. Also, I have life quotes every day, a great quote that you get every day that's to inspire you. And also my triathlon updates and my training updates. You can find those at Mike McCleary, MikeMccleary.com. You can go there and check that out. And then also I'm working, as I said, with Tamara Schilling. I am a partner with her on her website at Relationshift, that's like a gear shift, .tv. So RelationShift.tv, relationshift.tv, and lots of great things we've got coming out there. We've got Tamara has a weekly Q&A, a blog post that comes out. Somebody asks a question, and she answers it both on video and written. We have a weekly call that's going to start, which are people's questions on sex and relationships. They can give them to us, and we will answer them on the air once a week. That's a half an hour every week. And then we have another project that we're coming out with. We've done interviews with sex and relationship experts across the U.S. Those are called the Sex Talk Tapes, and those come out every twice a week. So you can check those out. So we've got a lot of things coming out in those issues and those areas. So check out the site.
That's really exciting. And I'm really glad that you're back. Just, you know, touching every now and then on Facebook, Michael, you were missed, and I'm glad that you're there and keeping us all updated on your blog, because today it was pretty amazing, and you know, you told, if no one read your blog today, I definitely recommend it, because you stalk us all right between the eyes with the truth, and that's a really good thing and a good place for all of us to be, because the truth
that's so true.
Yeah. Rebecca, thank you for being a guest host again tonight.
Oh,
and Michael McCleary,
my pleasure.
We had fun tonight. We weren't sure what we were going to do the show on, and it was kind of a last-minute thought, and so we wanted to keep it light and fun, and I hope that's what we did, and we accomplished that. Michael, thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you, Maria. I'll always love to be back.
You know, it's always fun
and
to have
you. Thank
you,
Rebecca.
And Rebecca,
thank you, Michael.
I love you.
Thank you. I love both of you.
I cannot wait to share more about what you're doing with the golf tournament next week here on Anything But Ordinary Radio. And thank you, everybody, and we will see you next week.
Bye.